All right, Esmeralda, are you ready to begin the challenge that we do every couple of weeks?
Yes.
It's the pop-up video challenge based upon the pop-up video show from VH1 years ago, and there's a board game, and Esmeralda and I answer trivia questions. And look who came out of retirement. Ladies and gentlemen, Skip Skipley.
Hi, guys.
No way.
Skip, how are you?
Good.
All right.
Pat Sajak has hello.
Oh, so you were hanging out with Sajak.
Yeah, we were doing crossword puzzles.
He knows us.
Surprisingly bad.
He's bad at crossword puzzles?
You would figure after all that time.
You would think. Yeah, well, he really doesn't do anything. He's got the answer in front of him all the time.
That's
anyway.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
I'm amazed Pat Sajak knows us.
Was Vanna White hello. Filling in the... Was Did Vanna White fill in the letters?
No. She was on a plane with Nelly.
What?
That's a lyric for your front. For as younger generation kids are laughing hysterically at that.
I'm sorry, I had no idea. That reference went
Esmeralda
right,
got it.
I got it.
Right over my head. Went right over my head. All right. So shall we begin?
Yeah.
All right. Getting a piece of paper because I got to keep score. Okay. All right. Skip Leeson. Shall we begin?
Sure.
All right. Who goes first?
You will go first.
Oh, man.
All right. Please sing a line from this song, The Thompson Twins' Hold Me Now.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. Okay. Oh, you know what? I'm getting the other song confused. Okay, well, I could just do the chorus, I guess. Hold me now. Oh, in your arms. Stay with me. Let love in start. Oh, whoa.
Bravo.
Thank you. I love the Thompson Twins, by the way. I'm sure you're shocked by that. I'm sure that's a discovery that you're completely shocked by.
I'm shocked.
You know who I saw the Thompson Twins with three times?
Hey, listen.
Let's go see the Thompson Twins. They rule. And I'll call up my friend, Acting Mayor Eugene Sawyer. All right.
One question for Esmeralda before we break.
Before we break, yes.
Esmeralda, how many Thompson Twins were there?
None.
They want to know the number of people in the band.
Oh, three.
That is correct.
That is correct.
I was like, I don't think any of them were actual twins.
No, they weren't. That was an 80s thing. Let's name our band something that it isn't. All right, we're tied at one pop-up video. Skip's going to retire. See you later, Skip.
Adios.
All right, we'll take a break. And the news is next. The sun Yeah, man. Triple Play Thursday. Mike has chosen Traffic, and that's Rock and Roll Stew, man. Big fan of Traffic, Esmeralda.
Yeah.
You should be. You're in the traffic hut all the time.
That's all that plays.
Just traffic when you go in there?
You can't hear it. You can hear traffic playing over the speakers.
Yeah. A low spark of high-heeled boys on a loop. All right. We're back. Look who came out of retirement.
Hey, guys.
It's Skip Skipley.
Oh, that's so nice of him.
Hi, Skip.
Barely made it to O'Hare.
All right. Well, you're back. You've unretired. And we are back for more of the VH1's pop-up video. And right now we're tied. And I believe is the next question for me?
That is correct.
Oh, brother.
Band member Alana Curry is from what country whose natives are called Kiwis?
That would be New Zealand.
That is correct.
Ooh. Oh. Okay.
Esmeralda, this is what they're calling a lyric quiz. Oh, I'm going to need you to complete this lyric. In the song, the band has done this to your picture. Where have they placed this picture?
In their heart?
That is incorrect.
Pinned to a wall. right?
Yes, that is correct.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I started singing it.
Oh. I have a picture pinned to my wall.
Ah.
An image of you and of me, and we'll laugh and we'll love.
Oh, now you remember the song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Get us started.
Okay. I like the Thompson twins. All right.
All right. We are in the extra credit portion of things.
Oh. All right.
Oh, how about this? What 1984 presidential candidate held only one state in his landslide loss to Ronald Reagan?
Who's that?
Just me.
Oh, okay.
A Dukakis?
Is
no.
It?
Is that right?
Nope.
No, it's not Dukakis. It was 80. No. Okay, so this is 80. Oh, God. I know who it is now. It's Carter.
That is incorrect.
It's not Carter?
That is incorrect. Walter Mondale.
Oh, Mondale. Why did they ask that question?
Let's see here. Thompson twins, Walter Mondale.
Hmm. How many? What was the question?
It was the
corresponding question.
Oh, just sing a line from the song. So.
Oh, all right.
So go ahead, listeners. Explain
the Walter Mondale
Thompson twins connection.
Yeah. God, I can't believe I missed that. I'm an idiot. Okay.
Esmeralda, Chang and Ang Bunker were what sort of twins?
Siamese.
That is correct.
Wow.
They had like 20 kids. They had a lot of kids in between them.
Oh, boy. All right. What's next?
Zealand. So not New Zealand, but just Zealand.
Zealand. And it's spelled like Zealand?
Yes.
All right.
Is part of what country?
Oh.
A, England. B, Denmark. C, Scotland. D, Norway.
I don't remember. Norway.
That is incorrect.
Denmark. Okay. All right.
Esmeralda.
Take the lead right here, Esmeralda.
Ooh.
A quote-unquote full Nelson is a kind of what?
Wrestling move.
That is correct.
Absolutely right. A great movie with Ryan Gosling, by the way. It is. It's a great movie if you've not seen it. Okay.
We are now on a new card.
Oh, it's a new card. So, Esmeralda, you got to go first. Dave Ennett, I believe Dave Ennett and all of the Cat Army. All of the Cat Army that Dave commands.
Cat Army.
Dave Ennett and the Cat Army.
Do you think Dave Ennett would dress up like, if he was going to be in Kiss, he would dress up like
he would
drummer?
Be Peter Criss, yeah. Yeah, no question about it. I just picture Dave in a large throne. Surrounded by cats, hundreds of cats.
Like
around.
That Ezekiel guy from The Walking Dead that's got like the pet tiger on a chain right next to him.
He'd have a wild cat.
He'd have at his feet would be like a tiger, and then around him would be cats just everywhere.
And the throne is purple.
The throne is purple, and he would use his ESP skills to. All right. So watch out, Alley Cats and Dave Bennett. Here we go.
Esmeralda, please sing a line from Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds.
Wait. Is that them? All right, well. Don't you forget about me. Something. Can't you see? Don't you forget about me. Don't. Yeah, that's it.
didn't know much of the lyrics there, Esmeralda.
What?
All right. The cats liked it.
It was a little lower register.
It was. You didn't get to. It wasn't soothed. Like a Celine Dion song where you can really belt it out of
They're
the park.
They're all very soothed.
Yeah. All right.
Mr. DiGilio, the band members appear on what device? That was invented by John Logie Baird in 1926. In the video, the band members appear on a device that was invented by John Logie Baird in 1926. What is that device?
I don't even.
Oh boy.
I just don't even know. A pier? I don't know.
Television.
It's a device? What? A pier?
I don't know.
So, like, in the video, they're on a TV.
Yeah,
and the cameras.
Yeah, like, the only thing I remember about the video was that they showed clips from the movie. That's the only thing I remember from the video.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Esmeralda.
Take a commanding lead here, Esmeralda.
Oh. Don't You Forget About Me appeared in what 80s teen movie?
Oh, Pretty in Pink. Oh, wait. Darn. Never mind.
Come on! God, why would you get... It was in Pretty in Pink, which is a movie named after a song, and they used Don't You Forget About Me instead of the song Pretty in Pink? I already was going to mark you down. I thought, how could you not know it was Breakfast Club?
I don't know why I was thinking
Pretty
of them.
Pretty in Pink. That's fantastic.
You know why? That's why I was like, oh, they sang that song? Because I thought it was them. Was it the Psychedelic Furs?
The Furs sang Pretty in Pink, yeah.
I was all turned around.
Wow. That just happened.
Oh, man. Okay. What's next, Skip?
Simple Minds singer Jim Kerr was married to what pretender?
Chrissy Hynde.
In 1984, that is correct. Yeah. Chrissy Hynde actually suggested them for the soundtrack after being approached.
Look at that.
And then I'm thinking that Simple Minds is Simply Red.
You're all screwed up this morning. What's going on?
Because I was like, is that guy with the red hair, right? No, it is not.
Holding back the years. Mick Hucknall is that guy's name.
Oh, it's okay,
yeah.
Cool.
I'll help you out in case we get Simply Red in the next card.
Gosh.
All right, we have flipped over to the extra credit portion of things.
All right.
Esmeralda, this is multiple choice. Mm-hmm. What's the name of the mythological character who fell to his death when he tried to fly?
Oh,
it's multiple choice.
Oh.
Archelaus, Icarus, Steve, or Daedalus?
Archelaus?
Oh,
Archelaus, trapped in the closetus?
It's spelled A-R-K-E-L-L-I-U-S.
Okay. So is that Archelaus, and then what else?
Icarus, Steve, or Daedalus?
Icarus?
It is Icarus.
You know, it's Archelaus.
Now I'm imagining Archelaus flying with wings.
Well, he believes he can fly, so that. Oh, Archelaus. Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Okay, trapped in the closetus. Okay, all right.
Mr. DiGilio.
What's happening?
What famous Scot is nicknamed Nessie?
A Loch Ness Monster.
That is correct.
Okay.
Are we tied?
We are tied.
Okay, good.
Four apiece.
Esmeralda.
What happened there?
The back of the seat popped.
All right. So, by the way, straight out of context, it's coming up tomorrow. Okay, go ahead.
Macaulay Culkin played a boy whose parents forgot about in what 1990 movie?
Home Alone.
Is that a real question?
That is a real question.
Oh, because they were left alone.
Yeah, Don't You Forget About Me.
They forgot about Kevin in the movie.
Kevin.
Oh, I was thinking because in The Breakfast Club, they're all left alone.
Wow, interesting.
There's five of them in the room, Esmeralda.
Yeah, but they're still all alone.
No, they're not. Paul Gleason comes in, yells at him through the whole movie. And Carl, the greatest character in the movie, the janitor. Carl rules, man. All right, what are we doing now?
We are on the last question of this card.
Okay.
Mr. DiGilio.
What happened?
What was Chrissy's last name on Three's Company?
Snow.
That is correct.
All right. Her full name is Christmas. Christmas Snow.
Now what's with the snow?
That's her last name.
No, but the connection.
Oh, in the video?
And what I think is from The Breakfast Club when she does the dandruff.
Maybe it's... No, maybe it's the Three's Company.
Chrissy Hynde. That question.
Yeah, yeah, it's probably so,
Chrissy.
Chrissy.
Yeah, probably that.
Yeah, her name her full name on the show was Christmas Snow.
Ugh, it would be.
And I'd like to thank Andy Herman for planting that little seed in my head for the last 12 years. All right. Hey, we got a break here. We got weather, traffic. We've got a Blackhawks Express, and we will finish up this unbelievable battle where we're tied. Oh, man.
I could have. Never mind. Right.
Pretty in pink.
Quick pass of the left wing Rasmussen. Oh, we had a mislabeled Blackhawk Express. I was not playing the right one.
Oh, I didn't even. Esmeralda and I were chatting because I watched the game last night. So what happened?
Thanks to the King of the Cats, he pointed out that I grabbed the wrong folder here. So,
is the King of the Cats, is he nearby a mic? Hi, Dave. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Wait, you there, Nick?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
All right. How are your cats?
They're just fine.
Okay.
I didn't know I was King of the Cats, but
you
hey,
are
what the,
now.
What
you
the
have,
heck? I'll take it.
You have psychic abilities, and you can read the minds of every feline on the planet.
Well, I just thought it was strange when John Weideman said, "Welcome to the Buckeye State."
Oh, that's a dead giveaway right there.
Yes. If he had said, "Show me state," I yeah. think it would have been
Missouri
right.
is not the Buckeye State.
No,
well,
no.
Here's the deal. They won.
Yes, they did.
Marian Hossa scored a goal, and Panarin scored one and also had a Gordie Howe hat trick.
Yes, he did.
And they won in overtime 2-1. Is that about right, Dave?
Yeah, that pretty well sums it up. If I might be able to pull the right one up here for you if I can find
it.
I
got it.
Oh,
got
we got it?
It?
Okay. Okay, well, let's hear what really happened last night. 2-1, the final score. There you go. Next game is Friday versus Washington, pregame at 7, puck drop at 7:30, and they'll be back at the UC, and that's tomorrow night. All right, shall we finish? Skip Sipley is back.
Hey, guys.
Hi, welcome
Yay.
Back from retirement.
Thanks.
All right, what do we got?
1986, Dionne Warwick and Friends. That's what friends are for. Go ahead.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing that I'll always count on you. That's for sure. Because, baby, that's what friends are for.
Wow, stupid. I thought Dionne walked into the studio.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I was on her. I was like, whoa, Dionne.
No, that's right. I was doing Elton John there, by the way. All right. Go ahead,
Esmeralda. Which one of these quote-unquote friends took a midnight train to Georgia in 1973?
Oh, wow. And the Pips. Gladys Knight.
That is correct. What cause? This song's proceeds were donated to what scientific cause? The song's proceeds were donated to
AIDS research.
That is correct. Esmeralda, what quote unquote hot legged rock singer sang this song originally?
Tina Turner?
That is incorrect.
Rod Stewart.
Oh, he was hot legged?
He had a song called Hot Legs.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're in the extra credits portion of things. Mr. DiGilio.
Pretty in pink.
What kind of jelly is often served on the side of a lamb roast?
Mint.
That is correct.
What is that?
I have no idea.
All right.
Legs? Leg a lamb?
No.
Hot legs?
That was tied to the lyric.
The lyrics. Oh, that's tied to the, yeah.
Strange ones, Stein. A multiple choice for the remaining questions.
Mondale.
Esmeralda, what actress played Georgia on Ally McBeal? Lisa Nicole Carson, Calista Flockhart, Courtney Thorne Smith, Portia de Rossi.
What was the character's name?
Georgia.
Portia de Rossi.
That is incorrect. Ugh. Courtney Thorne Smith.
Really? Then she married Jim Belushi.
I couldn't have told you.
Yeah, I had no idea. Dancing baby.
This should be a gimme for you here, Nick, because it asks, what branch of science does Ross from Friends pursue on the show? Seeing how he created it, no?
Yeah. Is it multiple choice?
Ichthyology, paleontology, primatology, entomology.
Paleontology.
Unbelievable.
Did I get it?
Yes.
Well, I created the show.
Esmeralda, yes. Which of the following is not a bone in the leg? The humerus, the femur, the fibula, the tibula. Humerus,
fibula.
Fibula is incorrect.
Humerus.
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 That concludes,
whatever.
That concludes the game.
That's the end of the game?
That is the end of the game.
Well, I won 9-6. Mm-hmm. 9-6. I continue my massive streak. Okay, we got to. I'll see you tomorrow. Fly Jams Friday, Esmeralda.
See you tomorrow.
All right.